This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's only a matter of time. That's what experts say about the next computer attack. Technicians have patched most of the security holes that led to last month's problems when the blaster and SoBig affected millions of machines. But just last week, Microsoft discovered another potential problem. So researchers are scrambling to find new ways of protecting computers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
To survive, a computer virus must keep moving and spreading. If it sits still, it dies. And thanks to the ingenuity of virus writers, malicious code is spreading faster than ever. Robert Pethia of the CERT Coordination Center told Congress recently that computer attacks can now spread faster than the news about them does.
The code red worm spread around the world faster in 2001 than the Melissa virus did in 1999. Just months later, the Nimda worm caused serious damage within an hour of the first report of infection, and in January of this year, Slammer had significant impact in just minutes.
And by some measurements, the blaster worm set some new speed records last month. Antivirus warriors have tried to keep up. They decode viruses incredibly quickly and then send electronic antidotes to inoculate uninfected machines. Stephen Trilling of antivirus company Symantec says in last month's attacks by blaster and SoBig, his company diagnosed and designed a cure very quickly.
We were able to do it in both cases the same day as those threats were released and to get them out to all of our 100 million customers.
That's fast, but not fast enough. In the time it takes to install that fix, thousands of computers can get hit. Researchers want a chance to catch their breath, so they're developing software that can slow viruses down. Matthew Williamson, a researcher with HP, is developing a strategy called virus throttling. It acts like a speed control and starves malicious programs by depriving them of the chance to be fruitful and multiply.
So, for example, an email virus might send 100 emails or more per minute from your machine to different addresses when you may only send one email a minute. So if I limit you to one email a minute, you probably won't notice that particularly, but a virus will be slowed and stopped.
Another slowdown approach tries to lure viruses to a false address and then trap them in a kind of computer goo. It's called a tar pit after the asphalt pits that once trapped saber-toothed tigers and other creatures. Programmer Tom Liston developed a tool called La Brea after the well-known real-world tar pit in Los Angeles. La Brea creates a number of false doors on a computer network. When a virus or worm knocks on the door, La Brea keeps saying, "Hold on, I'll be right there."
The underlying software of a virus isn't incredibly smart. And so if you were to continue to knock and the person inside were to continue to say, "I'll be right there," you would stay there forever. And that's what happens essentially when a virus hits a tar-pitted machine.
Liston says legitimate programs only knock on registered addresses. A virus has to spread to survive, so it knocks on every door it can find and gets trapped in the tar pits.
The whole idea behind a worm or a virus attempting to replicate is it's got to try to find as many vulnerable machines as it can, as quickly as it can, before people get out and start patching machines or taking steps to block the spread of the virus.
While the virus is waiting for an answer, it can't spread. Meanwhile, researchers can analyze it and cook up an antidote. But some researchers feel computers must learn how to recognize damaging computer programs and refuse to have anything to do with them. Stephen Hoffmeyer with Sana Security has developed a system called Primary Response. It starts by figuring out what is normal activity for a computer.
Typically, a program, say like a web server, is doing a few things repetitively. It's serving the same requests. It's doing these things over and over again. And when someone abuses the program to exploit the system, they cause it to do something different and unusual, and that's what we detect, the deviation from normal.
So a piece of malicious code might tell a computer, "Please send copy of me to hundreds of other machines." Primary Response recognizes that as weird behavior for that computer, Hoffmeyer says, and blocks that action. The virus is stopped in its tracks.
So it goes in at the lowest level in the operating system and can actually block the execution of these operating system calls to stop the anomalous behavior. That will stop the infection, yeah.
Most researchers say these efforts are promising, but no panacea. The creators of malicious code are aware and watching and will develop countermeasures. They're relying on the fact that many computer users remain unaware and unprotected, and every vulnerable computer offers the next virus another chance to stay alive. Larry Abramson, NPR News.